Level 5 lockdown until the first week in March. That's the lead headline in the Irish Independent, which in common with the Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mirror, leads this morning with plans agreed by the Cabinet Committee on COVID-19 yesterday to extend the current lockdown. Decisions made at that same meeting related to travel restrictions generate the lead stories in the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail. Both papers report that mandatory quarantine in designated hotels for incoming travellers without a negative test, increased fines for non-compliance with rules, and a ban on travel from South Africa and Brazil are likely to be approved by the Cabinet this morning. It's also reported that travellers without a negative test will face a fine of up to €2,500 and or up to 6 months imprisonment, and returning holidaymakers are also likely to face increased fines. Under the headline, Cracking Down on Travel Finally, the Mail reports that the government made the decision to step up measures, as it is feared that there is potential that new variants of the virus may render vaccines less effective. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Sun reports that those aged over 85 are the next group to be vaccinated. Back on the front of the Examiner, it's reported that the mobile phone operator Three is providing the Department of Health and the CSO with data on its 2.4 million Irish customers to monitor compliance levels. The Irish News leads with the line that Northern Ireland Health Minister Robin Swan is also pushing for enforced quarantine for people travelling to Northern Ireland from abroad. The Irish Daily Star leads with a 3-year jail sentence given to a man with 45 previous offences, including 6 for knife-related offences in Dublin Circuit Criminal Court yesterday. Mark Pidgeon from Coolock in Dublin received the sentence for repeatedly stabbing a man in the Basin Street flats in Dublin 8 last March. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the PSNI has launched an investigation after a large crowd appeared to break coronavirus regulations while attending the funeral in Derry yesterday of 62-year-old former Republican prisoner Eamon Peggy McCourt. The Times and Examiner both give front-page coverage to a new report about drug-related intimidation in Dublin's northeast inner city. The report, called Deaths, Threats, Distress and Hope, concludes that there is a sense of once strong and close-knit community breaking down. Another report on the cost of building an apartment in Dublin, compiled by the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, also receives coverage on the front of today's Independent and Times. The Times focuses on how the cost of building a two-bedroom apartment in Dublin ranges from €359,000 in the suburbs to as much as €619,000 in the city centre. And finally, the picture on the front of today's Independent is of Ireland's latest Michelin star winner, Amit Dede, who we're told adds his Turkish flair to the best local produce, which he sources for his restaurant in Baltimore in West Cork, which was named in yesterday's virtual awards ceremony.